listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. Contingencies are being considered as teachers prepare to walk off the job for half the day on Tuesday. They're taking industrial action as they fight for better pay and conditions. Director General of Education, Lisa Rogers, has told the ABC, ideally, schools will be able to remain open.
If we can't provide a duty of care, we'll have to close the school till 12:30 or 11:30, and we'll inform parents of that tomorrow. It's not a blanket approach across all schools. We're going to do our very best to keep schools open.
The Premier says they're keeping a close eye on police force numbers across the state. It comes as a new report reveals the Eastern Goldfields Regional Prison could open up to 100 additional beds amid extreme staff attraction and retention issues. Roger Cook says improvements to the State Police Academy hope to help the problem.
We're looking at the numbers in the police force very carefully. As you know, we doubled the capacity of the police academy, so we can now train 1,000 police each year, and so we're in a better position now to actually deal with the balance between recruitment and attrition.
Kalgoorlie-Boulder cat owners are warned to keep their pets indoors as the region grapples with a vaccination crisis. The animal hospital says they haven't received a supply in months due to a nationwide shortage. A new discount retailer in our wheat belt. Aussie favourite, The Reject Shop, opening its new northern branch today. Get your everyday savings from 8:30 a.m. at the Northern Village Square. In sport, a big season opener for the Central Wheat Belt Netball Association at the weekend. Quarter claiming a big win over the Beacon Miracles, the score 91-9, while Ben Cubbin walked away with a 43-point win over the Comets. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.